Hello. So, someone sent me a message and requested I talk about what it's like to be high and have sex or masturbate while being high on weed. It was a really sweet message. I figured there's probably people out there who might enjoy listening to me ramble about this, and why not just talk about intoxicated sexual experiences? I think they're really fascinating. I love reading about it, listening to it, doing it, of course. So, yeah. Let me tell you about it. I'm laying in bed and I just have my vibrator in my panties. I always like to talk to you while doing that. It makes things more fun. It might make me less eloquent, but we'll work it out. So I've been drinking a couple of glasses of wine, got some Moscato, and lit some incense, lavender incense, and I got my bong with me. So, yeah. I guess the first I should talk about is the most common. Most people have some experience with this. Drunk sex is a lot of fun, probably the most fun out of anything, because I personally think that if you're not laughing in bed, you're doing it wrong. So alcohol makes that even better. I think you just don't take things as seriously, and you know, inhibitions are lowered, of course. And I actually have a funny story about drunk sex. My boyfriend came to visit me once, and we got drunk with the intents and purposes of having sex that night. Because why not? And we drank these disgusting Four Locos. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They're the worst thing that you could drink, probably. But anyway. And we had a ton of sex that night. On the floor, on the bed, against the wall, in the shower, and and it was so messy and sloppy. My boyfriend especially loves when we have drunk sex, because when I blow him, I'm so much more enthusiastic and wet and slobbering everywhere. So that's fun. But that one time, we drank Four Locos. Ugh. And the next day, I don't know what we did, but I think I bruised something inside of me, and the, you know, you don't really notice pain when you're drunk and doing something fun like that. So I couldn't sit right for like a week after that. Something hurt in there. I was okay, of course, but it was mostly funny that we were so fucked up that, you know. So, as per the request, having sex while stoned, I wanted to talk about this when I was stoned. So that's why also I talked about alcohol first. I was waiting for this hit to kind of kick in. I just hit my bong before talking. I love everything about smoking. I'm a big drug enthusiast, and you know, sex on drugs is just another facet of how interesting they can be. Even something as, you know, common as alcohol, I think it's enticing and fun. So I love the pieces and the art and, you know, the artwork associated with, I guess, stoner culture, the incense smells, and there's something about it. I hear this a lot from people that start smoking, and myself included, when I started smoking. It doesn't feel that different from being sober. It's just a little weird, you know? Things are just a bit off. Masturbating on it is really good because, personally, again, it kind of affects people differently, you know? Personally, I get really into it and really get really smooth and flowy, and like my thoughts are just see, this is the problem about talking about this. When I'm stoned, it's words are hard, but my skin feels softer, and the sense of touch is enhanced, and I can feel like every goosebump and every tickle, you know? So this vibrator feels really nice. Let me take a hit really quick. Some wine after that. Anyway, I also think it's extremely hot, the action of smoking. I personally hate cigarettes, but hookah and weed, the smoking, the act of smoking is hot. The art of the pieces is hot. The smell is delicious, so, you know, in moderation, like everything. But it's especially fun during sex because it kind of changes the sexual chemistry, and this can be good or bad, I guess, but a lot of girls that I've talked to that smoke, most of my girlfriends do, so they all have agreed that they get much more turned on or turn on much faster when they're high. I don't know why that is, but I seem to get wetter and like get really lost in my thoughts during it, which is good. Though it makes it a lot harder to come as well. But when you do, it's like, you know, you're relaxed because of the weed, and you just had an orgasm, so it's double the fun. Maybe I should turn my vibrator up a bit. So, I haven't taken a whole lot of different substances besides that, but I've only really had sex on one of them, but I always try whenever I'm on experimenting, you know, a different drug or a different place or, you know, a different book, a different food. I try to take it all in, try the full experience, you know. I took mushrooms only once, but it was nice because on the come down of it, it lasts about 5 or 6 hours, and on the come down I went home. My friends dropped me off from this party that we were at, and I just had some time in bed, and I couldn't sleep, of course. Things are kind of crazy, but I felt a really deep connection with myself and with the people I was with before as well, but I guess the connection with myself was I could really understand my body, and like I could feel my breathing very deeply. I could almost like hear, you know, the blood running in my veins. It was so introspective. So I would imagine taking mushrooms with someone and having sex to be amazing, like amazingly emotional, or I guess it depends on your relationship with the person, you know, but really a different connection. So, but I don't know. That's my guess. I did try to like think of that subject during it, and mostly I just really felt like a woman, I guess. Like that's a very big part of my identity. You know, feeling even physically having breasts or being having smooth skin and being strong. Even feeling how strong my legs are was really empowering. So that was almost sexy in a way. You know, I had goosebumps and it was strange. And I had sex on acid. That was definitely my favorite. Because acid lasts a lot longer. It lasted about 10 to 12 hours. But towards the end of it, it was about 8 hours in. And I was pretty tired. And my boyfriend was too. So we were in our room with candles. And we were watching the ceiling. Because, you know, even the simplest things will turn into patterns and kind of dance to them, to whatever you're feeling, you know, visually. So we were just both staring at the ceiling. We're like, you know, we should probably have sex. I don't exactly remember how it all happened. But we were both like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, we should do that. So it was really casual. But then once we did it, we got so into it because you're just in sync with the other person. Like, your movements are really together. And at least that was, it was like for us. So, I don't know. Everyone has different experiences as well. So, we're really connected. So, that was cool. And I didn't come then. I didn't want to. It felt overwhelming. But my boyfriend did. He said it was pretty fucking mind-blowing. Just you just get all these sensations around your body, like through every sense, and they're so overwhelming, they're so different and enhanced, like amplified times a thousand. So it's interesting, and language doesn't really do it justice. But that was the most fun, for sure, and I would recommend. Even, like, interacting with people on acid, I've like, gotten massages from my friends, or had them play with my hair. That is always good. Just any sort of physical contact is just, you kind of feel a weird connection with the person, or your skin feels strange, like it doesn't belong to you, or, like, it's really cool, or really warm, so... So, sorry I rambled quite a lot, but I love sharing these stories, and this is pretty delicious wine, so thank you for spending time with me. Good night.